Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The scale of the financial crisis in the Football Association of Ireland laid bare. Debts of over €55 million. John Delaney's pot of €3 million. Significant underpayment of taxes and VAT. And there's more, much more, with warnings of dire consequences for those working at the FAI. We'll have reaction later to today's presentation of the FAI accounts for 2018 and revised accounts for 2016 and 2017. But first, with the details, I'm joined by our reporter, Barry Lenehan. Barry, warnings even as they were launching these accounts today, that people were going to be shocked by these accounts. Did they deliver? What can you tell us?
Yeah, crisis, crisis, crisis. The FAI has stumbled from one to another this year. Today, the financial crisis at Abbottstown unveiled warts and all after another period of high drama. News broke around 11 o'clock this morning that the president of the FAI, Donal Conway, is to step aside in January of next year. The FAI's accounts for 2018 and revised accounts for 16 and 17, they were supposed to be published yesterday. Then it was noon today, another delay or two. Finally, at 13:23, a press conference to unveil the state of the FAI's finances. The publication of the accounts online causing the FAI's website to swiftly crash. These the accounts for 2018 not given to the FAI AGM and Trim in June, and the restating of the 2016 and 2017 accounts after the FAI's auditors Deloitte reported the association for not keeping proper accounts and breaking company law.
And the picture in these accounts is stark.
The 2018 figures reveal how the FAI has current net liabilities of just over €55 million. There are also bank debts of €29 million. Now, originally, the 2016 accounts for the FAI showed a profit of €2.34 million, but that figure actually should have been a profit of just €66,000. In 2017, the FAI said it had recorded a profit of €2.8 million, but that figure was wrong to the tune of nearly €6 million. In 2017, the FAI actually should have recorded a loss of €2.9 million.
So why were the initial figures for 2016 and 2017 so off?
Significant underpayment of VAT and taxes. The FAI now, since these accounts, has made a payment of almost €3 million to revenue for payroll taxes, VAT and other associated penalties and interests. This payment came after a voluntary disclosure from the FAI and also an audit earlier this year by Revenue. Remuneration for FAI directors was also significantly understated in the 2017 accounts. It was recorded as €430,000. It actually should have been €942,000. Remuneration for directors in 2018 was just over €1 million. And the outgoing president of the FAI, Donal Conway, he says much of this detail was news to him until earlier this year.
I was president from August 2018. I'm disappointed with the figures. I was a member of the board, yes I was. I wasn't aware that the financial situation was as stark as presented today. Started to become aware of it earlier this year and started to have a more forensic look at our finances than we might have done previously as directors. That was last April. Would have then gone to UEFA to give them some sense of what I felt the challenge might be.
So what of the former CEO of the FAI, John Delaney? What do we learn about him?
We learn how he walked away with a severance package of €462,000 in September of this year. This includes €90,000 representing 3 months' salary for Mr. Delaney and €372,000 for his pension fund. However, the accounts reveal how the initial potential liability due to Mr. Delaney had been €3 million if he'd stayed with the FAI until 2021 and was €2.12 million at the end of 2018. And this €3 million pot details really only emerging today about it. The revised accounts state how in 2014 the FAI agreed two contracts with Mr. Delaney, one for a loyalty bonus and the other for a pension pot. However, there were no records of this deal between the FAI and John Delaney in board minutes or the payroll and records of the association. An outgoing FAI president, Donal Conway, said that even though he was on the board of the FAI when this was agreed, he didn't even know either.
I wasn't aware of the contracts, the implications of which are clearly reflected in the accounts that Paul has presented to us there earlier, but I wouldn't have been aware. The contracts, there was some board directors were authorised to deal with the CEO, and they would have dealt with the CEO. Across the board was not aware of the arrangements in 2014.
The accounts also reveal that following an internal investigation, it was noted that certain expenses incurred during 2017 and 16 by Mr. Delaney were of, quote, a personal nature, and these have now been disclosed as part of the director's emoluments. There was also €36,000 paid by the association for rental expenses for John Delaney in 2016, and we also learn how he had use of a company car.
And there's more, Barry. What else?
Almost €2 million in severance payments for Irish manager Martin O'Neill and his assistant Roy Keane and the rest of their management team after they departed towards the end of 2017. We also learn how a number of contracts and transactions where business justification was uncertain and approvals were not obtained, those also happened. This included on page 4 of the 2018 accounts. A lack of procurement policies or procedures were in place. The final and audit committees of the FAI operated with no official terms of reference, and this only coming to light off the back of several reviews which are ongoing in some instances into the accounts of the FAI. Now, the auditors Deloitte, who compiled these reports, they also said that they had not obtained all the information and the explanations they considered necessary for the purpose of its look through the FAI's accounts. It said it was unable to confirm a director's report accompanying the account had been prepared as is required under company law. It was unable to recommend whether the FAI could continue as a going concern, and they were also unable to report whether all directors' remuneration and transactions specified by law had been made. We also learned today from senior FAI management how the association is looking to remortgage its debt of the Aviva Stadium or Lansdowne Road out to 2034.
Now, the Donal Conway on the board for many years, the outgoing president of the FAI, did he reveal any more as to why he's resigning now?
Yes, the Transport Minister Shane Ross has been steadfast in his insistence since the summer that he wished for FAI President Donal Conway to step aside as part of a reform agenda for the top of the FAI, including the appointment of 4 independent directors. So 11 o'clock this morning, Donal Conway finally saying, look, he will step aside after a transition period to a new president, that he will step aside following the association's EGM in January, and he was pressed as to whether his decision to go had anything to do with Minister Shane Ross's stance.
What was in my thoughts was I think it's really important that the association can move forward, and I think a really important signal of that would be the arrival of the 4 independent directors. So with the arrival of the 4 independent directors and the new chair, I can, with that new chair, do a handover period. I'm aware, of course, that there are external sources that have a very particular view, but as I said, I felt we had to manage to get through key milestones, and this was one in particular which I always felt might allow me to make the decision I've made now.
There are consequences. What happens now?
Well, FAI's new executive lead, Paul Cook, he said how he was gravely shocked by these figures, even though he had predicted that they would be bad. But the spotlight now turns to staff at Abbottstown and how the FAI's financial situation may affect them. And Mr. Conway and Mr. Cook were pressed as to what will happen now for those working at Abbottstown.
Paul and I spoke to them during the week. We met them. We told them that today would be a difficult day in terms of laying the financials out, and that they would obviously be the first stakeholder that we would have to come back to and engage with a view to the changes that would have to be made over time.
Well, we think we said to people there are going to be consequences, so we're not going to say anything today. First people that we will tell will be our staff.
Now, that was the FAI new chief executive lead, or executive lead, Paul Cook, ending Barry Lenehan's report. We will have more, much more on this story coming up at 5 o'clock.